Matt McLaren in here for Dan McDowell, which means that we're fascinated by Dr. Oz talking to Mary Kay Letourneau's ex.
Yeah.
And pre-workout talk.
Is it the anniversary or something?
I don't know.
Who knows?
She's dead.
Oh. Yeah, and he's sad. So
condolences.
Lovers from a different time.
Moment of silence for Mary Kay Letourneau.
Paul in...
And now with a game show, here's professional game show host Matt McLaren.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
So, some of you guys may not know this, but I host trivia a couple times a week.
Now, what does that mean?
Exactly. So, I spend a few hours on Monday hosting trivia. What I do is I build my own trivia. I don't use any service or anything. I make up the questions myself.
And true artist.
I research them. I come up with it. And then, like tonight, I'll be over. There's a place in Farmers Branch called Odd Muse Brewing. And I'll host trivia there about 7 o'clock. Lasts a little over 2 hours. It's 4 rounds. I ask the questions, tell stories, whatever. Try to entertain people.
I like it.
It's fun, man. There's usually a good turnout. People really get into it. And then I'm over at False Idol Brewing on Thursday night in North Richland Hills. And so those are the two nights that I do it. And I don't know, something I've been doing it at Odd Muse. I think I started in like October last year, so it's been a while. Yeah, because it wasn't long after they
opened.
Closed me out of the other side of the hall.
Oh, okay. We were fired.
No, we weren't really. They just eliminated the station. They're like, this isn't going to exist anymore for you guys.
If I eliminated your life, would you say you died? Or would you say I eliminated your life? Like if I just killed you right now?
I'd say you murdered me. Which is very...
My point is just, if they eliminate your
you
job...
You assassinated me.
You're not important enough to get assassinated.
No? That's
not, no. No one here is. You have to be across a certain level of...
Why do I feel like we've talked about this, and what a weird thing to have already talked about?
Yeah, because it's a common term, and I don't think it should just be applied to Matt McLaren.
We've talked about how... I think what we decided last time is
or
we
me.
Aren't important enough to be assassinated,
you
but
guys.
You and Dan were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
We're just shot.
That's cool, though. I mean, do people win a little... They win, like, a
yeah,
beer?
Yeah, they win, like,
or?
So every round, they'll do, like, the winning team each round will get a round of 5-ounce pours for each member of the team, and then
cool.
The overall winner gets various beer bucks that you can spend at the breweries.
I like trivia.
Yeah, so
maybe
it's
I'll
fun.
Come see you and just lurk.
So you like every other week I do general knowledge, and
okay.
Then the weeks that I don't do that is a theme. And so the theme for trivia this week is 90s and 2000s music trivia, which now I guess after I play this, I'll have to change these questions for tonight.
That's okay.
Or maybe not. Maybe if you listen, guess what? Lucky you. So it'll be you... What do we decide? You against Julie.
Yeah, because we're the same age.
Oh, no. I'm not going to be good at this.
So I will ask a little question here, and then I will play a music clip for you to determine if you can figure out whatever I may ask, artist, song, album,
ooh.
Whatever.
Yikes.
I'll make these easy and probably just do the artist or song.
No cheating.
No cheating.
My laptop's closed.
It's pretty quick.
I won't cheat, but could Blake and Mino help me? Because we are all on this side of the glass, and we're kind of a team.
They get both. Okay, that's fine.
So I'm
not important enough to be assassinated. Let us at least work together.
That's fine.
That's fair, actually.
You can have both of them.
Okay.
We were going to split it up, but you can have both.
Okay.
All right. So
she is the CEO. That's right.
Your first question, and we'll start in 1990. This was very early in 1990. This was the number one song in February of 1990 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Do they have the board first?
Yes.
Okay.
What is the name of this song?
Supposed to just say it?
Yes, there it
okay.
is.
I was waiting.
Nice.
Look at that.
Did
I
you know
that?
One. Jake, did you know that?
I did not. One Oak. And that's probably
yes.
the oldest song that'll be in here.
Yeah, I think it is. So, yeah, that's
a good start.
Good.
That was a Paula Abdul song
mm-hmm.
that I used to absolutely love. So, yeah, very well done.
Opposites attract. Yep.
All right, so your next question.
What was that?
Good luck with this one. Maybe you'll know it. I don't know because Jake has first shot here.
Okay. What do you want? Song title or artist?
This song came out in 1992.
Ugh.
It was number one on the country charts. What is the name of this song?
Painting your nails like you were born. And you yelled she was sure impressed with you.
born to love again. I'm a brand new man. Hell yeah.
No, wrong.
No.
Oh, wrong. Completely wrong.
I thought that was it.
No, that's wrong artist, wrong song.
Well, it's not going to be the right artist. It sounded like the same melody. Who is it?
Can we wait? Can we
hold on? Hold on. Yeah, if you guys know it,
she definitely does.
The actual name, is it like, I know what he was about to say, something like Some Girls Do.
That's it, yes.
Is that the actual name of it?
Yeah, the name of the song is Some Girls Do, and that is an artist named Sawyer Brown.
Wouldn't have got that, but I thought I had.
You were singing Brand New Man by Brooks and Dunn.
I don't have any idea who does any of these songs.
You're so excited.
I was. You guys looked at me like
I had.
Like,
paused, and then the way you said it actually fit.
Yeah, you morphed it into Brooks and Dunn quite well.
You gave it a hell yeah.
Same key or something. I don't know. Probably.
That was awesome.
You guys still have the board up 2-0.
Up 2-0. So Jake's got a clipper this thing. All right. So this New Zealand group released this song. This is from 1995 off their only album ever. What is the name of... Well, hold on. This song.
Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge roads are comfort. Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades.
Is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre.
Oh, see, all you guys know that one.
I know the band, though. No. You said band.
Okay, what is it?
You guys got it?
Mm-mm. I don't even know where New Zealand is, dude.
Mino? It's three letters.
See, listen, he's taking too long.
All right, that's fair.
OMC.
Damn it, that was the only one I was going to get.
Yeah.
Woo!
Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Hey. By the rights. That video is great, too. I love that song.
It is,
song.
Man.
I had that album.
Yeah, that was a really good one. All right, let me see what else I can pull up here for you. So, all right, let's go to... No, you guys, that's
my turn,
way too easy.
By the way, now.
Okay. All right, I'm going to throw out another one for you that's kind of country. This is from 2004.
Okay, no chance. No chance.
I don't know, though.
Give it a shot, but I was out of the country game by then.
What is the name of this one?
Ooh, but I think she's leaving,
is that
she's
Nelly?
Leaving, I don't know what else to
it
do.
Is.
I remember Nelly being in a country song. So.
What is it? It is Nelly. He teamed up with...
Is it... The guy from the insurance commercials with Peyton Manning?
No.
No, okay. It is not him. That's Brad Paisley.
I don't know. Julie knows.
Okay.
That.
I think they do know over there.
Do you know?
For the steal.
I don't think so.
Over and Over Again.
That's right.
With Tim McGraw.
That's right.
Yep. It is. Over and Over, the name of that one. Tim McGraw teamed up with Nelly.
What a duo.
Man, you need one.
I'm getting routed.
I feel like I got it. Okay.
No, I also feel like this is a Tim Donaghy type thing where you're...
No. Yeah, I feel confident you'll get this one.
Well, it's their turn.
Sons and Four over here.
Okay. Well, let's see.
I'm not that gay.
Released in early 1997. It was this group's highest charting song ever. What is the name of this one?
For the life of me, I cannot believe we'd ever die for the sins.
Freshman.
Gosh. Nice. Oh. God, you're on point.
But I know all the ones they get right, though.
Who sings it?
The Verve Pipe.
Okay. So you guys are on that one. See, yeah. Round one trivia is usually very easy.
I probably cried to that song a dozen times.
Probably. No doubt. I used to drive around.
I'm just like, oh, God.
Well, it's technically about suicide.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He wrote the song about that, and then later he said that he wrote it about his girlfriend who had lost a kid or something like that, but it's one of those two things.
Something like that. Well, flippantly.
According to what he...
I think I remember seeing
the artist,
that story.
Yeah. All right, you're going to get this one. This has got to be the easiest one so far.
Don't set it up like that.
I'm just saying, if you know this. Released in 1996, it finished that year number 7 on the year-end chart. What is the name... of this song?
Well, it ain't nowhere
know the actual name of this song. I think I know more lyrics than I know the name of the song.
Come on.
I miss my Uncle Charles.
Yes. You miss him.
Is it just gonna miss everybody? There's no way, there's no way that's the name of the song.
That is not the name of the song.
And we pray and we pray. And
yeah, you know the song.
If you kept singing it in your head, you would know
pray
it.
And we pray and we pray.
If you kept going.
I mean, you're right on it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know
I know almost every lyric to the song. But,
but you don't know the title of the song.
No.
And unfortunately, we've reached a part of the game where you got to be exactly right.
Yeah.
So
go ahead, Julie.
The Crossroads.
That's correct. Go. The Crossroads, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, of course. But I guess I'm not good with titles.
Man, yeah, that's, see, and I thought that might be some easier ones. All right, here's another one for you. This Canadian band won Best New Artist in 1995 for releasing this song. What is the name of the band that sings this? Birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain. Worst song ever.
This is the Crash Test Dummies.
It is.
I've never heard that song in my life.
Really? That song? And that dude's voice was so weird.
God, it was so bad.
I went into the change room.
That was better than the Bond thing. I don't think that one's going to get you fired.
No, yeah, well, I was going more European on that.
That's a little safer.
Right? Yeah. So I think if you do that. All right, how about, like, what if I don't play you any music and I just, I'll ask you a question I'm going to ask tonight.
I've sunk that far.
I've got you. This is the second question on my list for tonight, okay?
Okay.
So it's like the second easiest question that I'll ask.
Why do you keep setting them up?
I'm just trying to help
the
you, man.
Second easiest. Are you sure or is it third?
I want you to feel really good about it.
Tower ranked.
All right? This is no music. I'm just going to tell you a lyric. You tell me. This song released in 2000. What is the name of the song that told us, I never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Oh, Miss Jackson.
Yes, you got it.
Nice.
I knew it.
It's a little, it's not as hard, or it's not as easy when you're.
No, I'm not going to sing it. You know, you got to say it to where it's a little more confusing.
Yeah.
You know, and you try to come across like that.
A gentleman sweep.
All right, I can play one that I would be shocked if anybody in here knows. But,
look, they're the geniuses.
I'll throw it out here. Well, the series is over. This is like the post-game interview. And at this point, we're just trying to get to, you know, what if we had done this differently?
Right.
And so that's where we are with this. This song was featured in an episode of My So-Called Life in 1993. The band played it on the show. What is the name of the band that sings this song? That's a really obscure one.
I can tell you what it is, and it's easily my least favorite type of music ever made. Like that early, mid-90s alternative gin blossomy.
Oh, no, the gin blossoms are great.
All that, I just can't do
I'm
it.
I'm a big fan.
I can't do it. A lot of guys with Flavor Saver type.
Yeah, that's movies. It.
Yeah.
So you guys have no idea on that one.
Julie seems close.
I don't think so. I'm not confident enough to say anything on a microphone.
The name of that
band stop me.
Is Buffalo Tom.
Okay, I think I've actually heard that before, the name of that band before.
Yeah, Buffalo Tom's been around. They were around before the song and after it, but for whatever reason, I specifically remember seeing that episode of My So-Called Life, and I was like, what is that? And this is before you could Shazam stuff. It was hard to figure out who they were, and I finally found it back in the day, and I ended up loving Buffalo Tom.
Oh, but sorry, I just called it the worst music I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I don't care. I mean, you don't have to like it. All right, so is that it then?
I suppose so.
All right, so what was
I've got Julie with 7 and Jake with 1.
Nice!
That's about how I thought that would go.
It's a rare win for Julie.
Once I blanked on the actual name of the Bone Thugs,
the Crossroads,
somebody died song.
He's like, see you at the crossroads.
Yeah, I know now. Like I said, I think I could give you the whole song.
I didn't know you were going to be so bad, Jake, or I would have given you Mino on your team.
7-1, man.
Next time.
All right, we'll see if I... Rec-